Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
And if you're a parent or a grandparent of a child that plays rugby league, you know that this has been in the news a lot over the last couple of years. And we talk about underage, whether it's under 12, under 10, that kind of thing. But a lot has changed, and kids have changed when it comes to their dimensions and their size. And it's been a problem over the last few years. Well, New South Wales Rugby League is looking at doing something about that. Jamie Feeney, New South Wales Rugby League Performance Programs Manager and NRL player. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning.
Look, it is understandable that a lot of parents or grandparents might be concerned if their boy is in a rugby league team and they might be a slight boy going up against some larger boys. What's happening and what's the thoughts been on this?
Yeah, well, we did a report, or I did a survey of about 1,500 players that left the game at the end of 2014, I believe, and a large majority of the junior players that left the game were because of size differences, you know, and you know, the fact that in, you know, certain age groups you've got players that could be, you know, 15 to 20 kilos heavier than others, and it was an issue, and we've looked at that, and now over across a few different age groups we're putting in some protocols and trialing some pilot programs to give those sort of, I guess, the slighter build players or the less developed players a chance to play against people their own size and maturity level.
It makes a lot of sense, Jamie, because I was a chunky boy. I got to tell you, I played a little bit of rugby league, and I was, compared to some of my teammates, I was really chunky. And the last thing they would want is me to, you know, come down on top of them. So at this point, how are we going about it? Obviously, it's going to be weight for age. Is this going to make it more difficult in fielding a full team if it gets down to this situation?
Oh, they've made adjustments, so it's not here to replace the 13-a-side game. It's weight is going to be an eight versus eight, and the same with mates as well. So there's two different protocols that we're rolling out, and again, weight for age. Sort of when you say weight for age, it's more like, okay, instead of playing 9-year-olds against 9-year-olds, we're going to play a 40-kilo 8-year-old against a 40-kilo 10-year-old. It's going to be weight and age, not weight for age. So so there's going to be, it'll go 9s to 12s, under 10s and under 12s, and then under 9s and under 11s in a couple of different areas that we saw were the largest dropout rate of junior players. And it means that, you know, it's 8 players versus 8. It's a modified field. It's basically across, you know, from sideline to sideline on a football field, and it's 8 versus 8, and it's going to be modified rules, midweek format, so, you know, only over 6 weeks, and it's just going to give these kids a chance that were leaving the game, a chance to stay in the game, play in a more enjoyable and more appropriate environment to their maturity level and their size.
Does it also give New South Wales Rugby League the chance to treat it like a bit of a laboratory and go, look, this is working, that the kids are loving it, and maybe the opportunity to modify it somewhere down the line?
Yeah, it does. And it keeps those players that might otherwise have left the game and jumped across to, I guess, you know,
another
sports
code,
such as soccer and AFL and things like that are growing in popularity and that are taking some of the junior rugby league players away because of the less physicality and the size differences don't really matter there. It gives those guys the opportunity to play rugby league still and develop at their own rate until the point where they're happy and they're confident and they're ready to come back and join the 13-a-side version. The 13-a-side version is always going to be there, in the traditional game of rugby league, and it now keeps these kids playing it until they feel that they're confident enough to come back and play, with the players of their age that they're confident enough to go up against.
Well, one of the things we know with young boys especially, a growth spurt can happen at any stage. So there could be a boy that's, you know, fairly slight, but 2 weeks later, bang, they've increased in size, they've increased in dimension. So, and these kids are the first grade players of tomorrow, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And a perfect example of that is young Nathan Cleary that's killing it out of Penrith now, playing halfback for the Penrith side and going very, very well. He grew up when his dad was coaching the Warriors over in New Zealand, and they had weight and age divisions, and he would have been lost to the game if he couldn't have played in that weight and age competition, because he was a slight kid that didn't develop until now, you know, the last couple of years. I've seen him grow in the last over the last 16 months of being in this role. I've seen him grow rapidly, you know, and we would have lost him to the game. It would have been a massive loss for the NRL, New South Wales Rugby League, and of course Penrith. So he's just one example, and there's many, many more examples of that. That I've witnessed over my time in rugby league, and that I'm sure many others would have seen as well.
And really, when it comes to the kids, as much as they want to play, it comes down to mum and dad or the grandparents, and you've really got to have them on side. Otherwise, at the end of the day, they're the ones that make the final decision, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I'm a parent of three, and I don't want to see my kids go out there play sport and get hurt. But it's, you know, part of our game is that the fact that you could go out there and have an injury, and that risk is always out there. But when you've got 20 or, you know, 15 to 20, 25 kilo differences in players of the same age, and you've got your really slight build kids that are going to grow, and their spurts are not going to come till, you know, 12, 13, 14, 15, mm-hmm. similar to sort of Nathan Cleary, then, you know, the opportunity to go and try other sports, which weren't there always, which haven't always been the opportunity, haven't always been an option for kids. And when you've got those opportunities to go and try something else, parents will do it. You know, obviously the cost of healthcare and everything is rising. So any opportunity to go and play in a sport that's more that's safer and reduces that risk is certainly an opportunity that parents will take up.
Jamie, it's a great initiative. Thanks for your time today. And the pilot program is getting underway at Parramatta today. So we'll look at it with eager eyes, and hopefully it works well. And thanks for your time today.
Pleasure. Thank you.
2NUR FM 103.7.